This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just wrapped up his latest visit to China. At one point, he warned bluntly that if China does not end support for Russia's defense industrial sector, the U.S. would act to stop it. But as VOA's Tommy McNeil reports, that was not the only subject where Blinken pressed firmly.
Blinken stressed that the U.S. has serious and growing concerns with China's policies and practices on the local, regional, and global stages. And he said the U.S. would not back down.
We also discussed a range of regional and global crises where China can play a constructive role. I encourage China to use its influence to discourage Iran and its proxies from expanding the conflict in the Middle East and to press Pyongyang to end its dangerous behavior and engage in dialogue.
On several occasions, he slammed Chinese overproduction of electric vehicles that threatened to have detrimental effects on U.S. and European automakers and complained that China was not doing enough to stop the production and export of synthetic opioid precursors. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A new $6 billion aid package from the U.S. will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands took to the streets of Australia's major cities over the weekend demanding tougher laws on gendered violence. The rallies were spurred by a wave of violence against women that Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called such crimes an epidemic. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
The government says a woman has been killed every 4 days this year. Six people, including five women, were killed in a mass stabbing in Sydney this month. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called violence against women an epidemic on Saturday. As protests took place in cities across the country, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull also turned out.
We really have to make sure that men respect women and that men do not respect other men who disrespect women. So there's a huge role in this for men. They're not just the perpetrators, they're also the friends and relatives, employers, employees, colleagues of men who commit these crimes, and they have to be held to account.
Similar protests were scheduled across the country through the weekend, with Albanese saying he'd join a rally in Canberra.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The BBC is reporting that British troops may be tasked with delivering aid to Gaza from an offshore pier now under construction by the U.S. military. UK government officials declined to comment on the report Saturday. According to the BBC, the British government is considering deploying troops to drive the trucks that will carry aid from the pier along a floating causeway to the shore. A senior U.S. military official said Thursday that there would be no American boots on the ground, and another nation would provide the personnel to drive the delivery trucks to the shore. Temporary farm workers are getting more legal protections against employer retaliation, unsafe working conditions, illegal recruitment, and other abuses. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The rule announced by the Biden administration aims to bolster support workers on H-2A visas. Each year, hundreds of thousands of immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take on seasonal jobs in U.S. agriculture. The new rule requires farmers to provide transportation for long distances, prevents retaliation for meeting with unions at provided housing, and implements safeguards to help counter human trafficking, among other requirements. Pro-labor groups applaud the changes, while some business groups warned of excessive regulatory burdens. The rule takes effect June 28th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cambodia's prime minister says 20 soldiers have been killed and several others injured in an ammunition explosion at a base in the west of the country. Hun Manet said in a Facebook post that he was, quote, deeply shocked when he received the news of the explosion Saturday afternoon at the base of Kampong Spui province. It was not immediately clear what caused the explosion, and Hun Manet did not say in his post on Facebook. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.